It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Jeremy White.
You don't necessarily need irons to play golf. I'm just going to hit driver and bump three woods in the fairway and then putt.
And Joe DiBiase.
Anyone, I've got a buddy who hits a golf ball like 300 yards, but it goes everywhere.
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. It's, it's going to rain today.
We need it. We need the rain.
It's an upset.
We need it. April showers bring, I don't know. Man.
May flowers. That's what I'm told. Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate is in for Joe. Joe's out this week. We're back.
Like we never left.
You know, funny you say that. I am behind the times on this. Catching up on Severance. So the whole you never left, it strikes me now in a way that it probably didn't before. So catching up behind, not one of those, oh, I didn't know the shows existed, but I'm trying to make a concerted effort, my wife and I, to not have show ADD or ADHD. I'm not starting one till we get to the end of this one.
I just had this whole thing. We are finishing White Lotus.
Yes.
And I am not starting Severance until White Lotus is completed.
That's right. Don't read three books at the same time. Let's focus.
We're better than this.
We got jobs to do here. We got to get through this thing. So, yeah.
I'm with you.
It strikes me. Anyway, good morning. It's Jeremy and Nate. And good morning to the chat. Good morning to everyone out there. Yeah, thunderstorms later today, possibly damaging thunderstorms. Going to rain pretty steady. And the temperature is going to tick up to the 50s today, 60 tomorrow, but the whole thing's going to be rained on. So, you know, as you were. We've got Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast at 8 o'clock. He also does the Locked On NFL Scouting podcast. He and Kyle Krabs did a mock draft yesterday. I'll ask him about the selection for the Bills, which was the Oregon defensive tackle, Derek Harmon. So that's one player to talk about. And the question I had more than that was because he and Kyle Crabbs are just going back and forth and back and forth. You know, the way that that draft filled out, what are the names that you would jump three spots for? You know, I'm trying to start to get ready for what the Bills could ultimately do. Of course, we're, you know, 3 weeks away, 3 weeks in a day. So Joe Marino at 8, Sal at 8:30 to recap owners' meetings. We got more rules changes from yesterday, proposals that have been tabled, and some that will, of course, be new, including the kickoff and the touchback and all that. So Sal at 8:30. And then no Paul today. Paul's out. So Joe Yurden on the Sabres at 9:30. That's the rundown. There we are. One question I would ask you, an age-old question about, like, this is sports radio 101.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pete Rose, should he be in the Hall of Fame? That's the old joke. Oh, just open up the phones for that. Even 15 years ago, people might have done that. And this would be one about momentum.
Oh, which, Uncle Mo.
I don't have to get into, does it exist in a game? But it's the age-old question that we would be asking ourselves every year about April 2nd when the Sabres are not contending for a playoff spot. And I asked this of Lindy yesterday. I would expect him to say yes to this question. The answer to anybody out there, if you're even checking in or watching the Sabres, is what happens now worth anything? Because the Sabres are no longer in last.
That is correct. They have risen from the bottom.
Yes, this is one of those, what if I told you at the start of the season, the Sabres are going to finish ahead of Boston? Because right now they are ahead of Boston. And all of a sudden that's like, instead of, wow, they finally did it. It's, wow, look at Boston, it all happened. Boston's a minus 52 on goal differential. They've lost six in a row. They have one win in their last 10. Like, Boston is, I saw this word flying around yesterday, a tanking.
Hmm.
So Boston is in last in the East. And the Sabres are ahead of them with a game in hand.
If they get to the bottom and then back to being good again before the Sabres do, that might really be it for me.
Wouldn't you bet that?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I would.
I think I would bet that, yeah.
I don't know what the odds would be, but it would not be shocking at all to me if that actually happened. But anyway, I am torn on this with the Sabres all the time because if you try to tell me that they're not as bad as they are, I'd probably want to believe you. I think they get submarined by things that could be fixed, like goaltending. If they'd have the goaltending that James Reimer's given them the last 2 weeks, they'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't really go back in time and do that. The Sabres have 7 wins in their last 10, and their losses are goofy. UPL loss to the Flyers where they give up 7. They have beaten good teams along the way. They've beaten Ottawa twice since the Cousins trade.
Yep.
Is this momentum, this time of year, legit? If you look at the Sabres and the standings of goal differential, they have a better goal differential than Montreal, who is in a playoff spot. And if you just sort it on goal differential, they're in the mix. They should be alive, but they're not, because they had that 13-game losing streak. And Lindy and Kevin Adams have started to kind of point to that as that's the thing, that you can't do that. You know, we had a reasonably good season, but you can't do that the same way that, Nate, as you and I both know, you can't get a 10 on a par 5 and have a good round. It's over. Your round is over. So is what you see from the Sabres today, from this last 2 weeks or 3 weeks or month, can it be trusted as real? 803-0550. If you want to throw it our way, I mean, you know, like, here, we're here for you on the Sabres. They're winning. They play spoiler to Ottawa again. Can it be real? Should you take anything from it?
I told you when I came in, it makes me mad when they play games like last night where they look fun. Tage is scoring awesome goals with J.J. Paterka.
Highlight reel Tage is definitely back. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Yeah. That goal was
awesome.
Art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, credit to J.J. Paterka on that play, too, because he makes that play happen just as much. And, like, if anything, not that I feel like you walked into this year not maybe knowing this, but I do think those two work together. Like, and finding them a really strong, permanent line mate might be something they really should try to focus on this offseason. But yeah, no, like, it's frustrating to watch games like yesterday and then I know we talked about this with Lindy yesterday too, about, you know, Dahlin missing a big chunk of that 13 game losing streak, but, you know, I appreciated his answer. It's true. I mean, every team goes through injuries. You're going to lose guys for portions of the season. You got to find ways to overcome. You can't lose a player, albeit your best player, and lose 13 straight games in the middle of your season. And they did, and it's ultimately what cost them. But there are these stretches of games in the last three or four seasons that you can point to say this is the difference in your season. And it's easier to do that when you look at a extended losing streak. But I don't know. To me, it ends up feeling like I'm bailing them out by saying, well, that 13-game stretch and Dahlin, and it's like there are so many more moments this season that you just feel like, man, when is it going to you know, when are we not going to have conversations about respecting the game in April and the end of March, because it just feels like that's a conversation every single year. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I watched the game. I enjoyed the game. It was entertaining. The Cousins, you know, pass to Peyton Krebs for a walk-in's goal felt like, all right, yeah, we won that. He's gonna be in the playoffs though. So
he's gonna be in the playoffs. He's playing great for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, we had those two games. I mean, where he didn't.
It used to be playing spoiler was, hey, Jack Eichel's coming back, and we get to shove it in his face, and wow, bam, that's your spoiler. Now your spoiler is to Ottawa, who's going to go anyway.
Yeah.
And that's a little tougher. Yeah, like talk of the Sabres dismissing the 13-game losing streak. Again, not that they're dismissing it, but when you make this point to say, you know, if it just wasn't for that, it's a lot like when you give up, you know, 150 to Derrick Henry, and you say, you know, outside of that 85-yard touchdown run on the first play of the game, like, other than that, like, they did a decent job against him.
Yeah. That play counts.
Okay, right, okay.
It all counts.
They do count. And the other thing about the Sabres is, of course, like this was supposed to be a year where it was a make-good off last year. Like, Kevin Adams' tone in the offseason a year ago was, I know what needs to be fixed, and I know who will fix it. They hired Lindy Ruff. They probably did that because Lindy was available. If Lindy is not available, I'm not sure they fire Granato. He might have another run at this, and who knows where things are. But this was supposed to be a, we know what's wrong, we're going to fix it year. And then other things went wrong, whether that's UPL or, you know, Quinn and Paterka at different times, more Quinn, of course, there. And lots of other things, injuries to Dahlin, defensively, what they do. One of the things they do this year that's different is they don't get as many games with shots. They play lower event games. I saw the stat last year, Nate, they had 15 games of 25 shots or fewer. And this year, that number's over 25 or 26 now. So offensively, their power play has gone into the tank multiple times. I think with the Sabres, I don't want to put my emotion on what everybody out there feels about them. There's a lot of, whatever, man, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when you inspire me. I'll let you know when I believe in you again. I'll let you know when what it looks like you're doing is going to matter. Because there have been years where they do this. In fact, I just checked last year, their record in April was 4-2-1. They were 500 in March. They were over 500 in January and February. So from January to the end of the season last year, they were above 500.
Mm-hmm.
We had the numbers on that on December 20th, I think it was December 20th. They were 7 points out. This is last year. And they finished 7 points out. How impressed am I supposed to be that outside of a 13-game losing streak, you were relatively competitive? I don't know what to do with it. So I get what you say when you say a win like that kind of makes you mad because you just think, if you were really bad and just sunk, I would, all right, they were bad this year.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a what if of, what if we didn't just have that stretch in the middle.
That albatross in the middle of our season.
Right. Yeah. They were in a playoff spot on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which, that's not that late, but it's kind of late for them to still be in one. So there are still pieces, and I think there's still reason to think it's not an impossible task to be a good team to make the playoffs. Of course, it should not be. But I just don't know what to do with it. If you try to tell me they're better than their results, than they're on the standings, I want to believe you, but I also want to smack myself for doing that. So I don't know. I get kind of crossed up on that. So 803-0550 if you want to join us on the Sabres. on that. Tage looks amazing. One thing about Tage that is interesting, though, is his career arc, right? From being a guy that was kind of lost to maybe he can score to, is he a number one center? And there was always one thing about him as a number one center that I thought wouldn't be sustainable as a number one, and that's you kind of can't be that guy. In 2021-22, he has 30 assists. And I think that's just not going to work.
I remember the conversation.
You can't,
yeah.
If you're number one center, you got to be more of a playmaker. The following year, he goes 47-47. Like, okay, there he is. He can do it all. And now we're drifting back to, you know, 39 goals is great and 27 assists. It's just, it's different. For a team that scores a lot, trying to figure out how they're going to slot everybody in, if everybody is in fact staying, is interesting. And the offer sheets for Paterka and Quinn, if they come, or McLeod, if that comes, you know, that's a conversation for the offseason. But a lot of people are locked in and signed up to be here again. It's why I asked Lindy about this momentum idea. Is it different because so many players are probably coming
back? Going to be back, yeah.
So, anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I got a phone call in. Larry in South Florida has given us a ring early, bright and early in South Florida. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, it's actually, Sal's probably happy to leave. I woke up, it's so humid and muggy. I was actually hoping to get there yesterday to see him, but it just didn't work out. Yeah, the Sabres. It's, you know, Nate, you talked about it in the early part of the show, that it just seems like every freaking year they do this to us. You know, they have the momentum at the end of the year, but there's always something that goes on. And last night during the game, my best friend in Colorado texted me. He goes, oh, it only took 65 games for them to get it. And I said, Artie, when are we going to learn that they do this to us every year? Towards the end of the year, they turn it on, they look great, we get excited for the next year, and then bam, something happens early in the year. I.e. 13-game winless streak. I mean, let's think back over the last several years. Wasn't there 2 years in a row or 2 out of 3 years? And 1 year we won 10 straight, and then 1 year we went 10 games without a loss or even longer, and we still didn't make the playoffs?
Yes, there's a season with a 10-game win streak, and they still missed, yeah.
Yeah, and I did the math on that. After that 10-game win streak, they didn't even have to go .500 to get into the playoffs, yet they couldn't pull it off. Like, that 13-game losing streak, look at the – I know Darlene wasn't there, and I did forget that part, so I guess you can give him a little bit of grace. But, no, you can't. It's the NHL. And you got to be prepared. And we have players. You got Thompson. And, yeah, he looked like he took some nights off back then. And I know people were banged up. But, I mean – look, Adams, it looks like he did pretty good job getting that defenseman, and who knows about Norris? The guy's never healthy. And if he is, maybe that deal's worth it. And you did see Cousins' bonehead pass. I think you guys probably saw that on Krebs' goal.
Yep.
I mean, that was terrible. And that was the stuff that he was doing here. So, is it general manager, gentlemen? Is it scouting? I mean, we're picking these guys high in the first round, and it really, it doesn't look like a lot of these picks are panning out. I mean, I do like the fact that we did get Curry, or Yari Curry for, was it at the Eichel trade, the first round pick, Eichel or Reinhardt?
The first round pick in the Eichel trade is Tuck, and it is, what is it?
Krebs Ostland. And
Ostland? Ostland. Yeah. And then the Reinhardt first round pick is Roseanne?
Kulik,
okay, sorry. Kulik. There's so many first round picks,
yes.
It's hard to remember who came from who. One of those is Ristolainen pick, too.
Yeah, and I mean, the talent, the young guys, they look like there's going to be something there, but why does it take so many games? So many games for these guys to wake up. I mean, now JJ's on fire, and Quinn's on fire, and now Krebs is starting to wake up. But why does it take so long? And this is where my question is this Adams, or is it deeper than that? And I don't have an answer.
Yeah. Well, Larry, I don't know. I mean, this is where I feel like if we're talking to Paul, we'd say as soon as the pressure gets on, they tend to break a little
fold.
Bit.
Yeah.
And there's really not any pressure on right now. If they win or lose, you know, they're going to be about the same spot in the standings. They even had their idea of how they were going to do. Like, Lindy did the math, and they laid it out. All right, 7 out of 10 every five-game stretch, and they didn't make it out of the first stretch of 7 out of 10. So then they had to start playing from behind, and I don't know. It is what it is. With regard to, they always do this. I just went through the last couple Marches and Aprils, and sure enough, since COVID. I took out the new COVID years because they were so weird and the schedules, all that, and jacked up. But they do very much often finish March and April with a positive finish to the season. And then I found the year that they won 10 games in a row, March, they went 2-12. That was a fall apart year. That was not so good. Anyway, when they play well like they played last night, it's fun. Goals are fun. Tage continues to look amazing. Darlene looks amazing. Paterka and Quinn, these last couple games, it really is that we thought those two would be, and with Cousins too, like that was a line at one point, the kid
right.
line. That line falling apart, I don't even really want to say that that's what's led to where they are, because they do still score goals,
right.
this team. And that Quinn went away, and that they kind of lost Cousins along the way. Like, losing Cousins, and right now you have nothing to show for it because you just don't know what Josh Norris is going to bring you. Like, that's a major, major miss / loss. So you're looking for an answer, Larry? I don't know. Sometimes I want to say if they just had a goalie, they'd be fine.
And I also...
And the last couple games, it's looked like that.
Yeah. And the impressive part about the last few years is how they've changed and have gotten the same result. I would tell you that it's not for, maybe there hasn't been enough change to the roster and the personnel, but they went from being the second highest scoring team in the league to a low event hockey team who can't score goals, but was getting goaltending. But when they were scoring goals, they couldn't get goaltending. Then they went this year, and then they got both scenarios where they had stretches where they had goaltending and couldn't score, and then when they could score, they weren't getting goaltending. So, you know, I think we all have focused so much, especially during the, you know, the last, I would say even prior to 3 years ago, you know, post-Eichel, pre-Eichel, like that whole era, we've constantly talked about how, not just us, but like the team and the GMs, whoever the GM was and whoever the head coach is, talking about the bottom six and how they've got to get that figured out. And this year they spent, you know, I don't know, resources on rebuilding that fourth line. And, you know, it hasn't really worked out that well. It's not terrible. It's not like it's tanking. But to me, they went into this season, maybe not with the intention of having Cousins, Quinn, and Paterka be your second line, but that had kind of been, you know, what they wanted to do before Jack Quinn got hurt on and off last year. And if you were to now, in hindsight, look at that as a second line with so much focus on the bottom six, that second line of Cousins, Quinn, and Paterka, it's not, just look across the league at good team second lines. They're not relying on three young players all continuing to grow and take steps together. Like, they hedge for stuff. They prepare for one guy to have a down season, or hey, we've got a veteran we can slot in here if Quinn's got a slot down. They just, there was so much riding on those three being great and being one of the best second lines in hockey. And I just, it was so much, it's projection. There was no evidence. It's sort of like the tush-push argument.
About the injuries?
About data, about injuries. Well, the data and injury is not there, but we want to prevent it before it happens. There was really no evidence that those three together were going to continue elevating their game and be good enough for you guys, for them to ride that as a second line. And I don't know, it just... I don't know what this offseason brings. I don't know if they're going to bring the general manager back. I'm of the mind he's back. Maybe that'll make people really frustrated. I don't know. But I could tell you if he's back, if he's not back. Does anyone really trust or want a GM search? Who's going to want to be the GM of this team? That would, to me, we were spared the slice of humble pie. For them getting Lindy, somebody that wanted to be here, if he, you mentioned if he wasn't available, what that would be like. Maybe it's Granato back. I think that's very real.
Yep.
I think we were all spared the slice of humble pie of the names that probably would have been interviewed or even been interested in this job publicly.
Maybe. There was one ESPN piece that quoted a bunch of agents and also quoted Brandon Montour. And it was actually interesting because some of the quotes in there kind of painted the whole situation as not as bad as everyone seems to think. It's not that bad. It doesn't have to be this bad. It doesn't have to last this long. And I don't think it's insane if you told me they ran it back next year, but you know, found goaltending, whatever that answer is. If it's bringing Reimer back, it'd be kind of surprising. They did waive him earlier in the season. But if they find an answer in net and add another defenseman, you know, that... they have the scoring. They have some pieces in place. But your point about humble pie is not wrong. Lindy taking the job was a little bit of credibility maybe around the league. There's that one report that a player in the room thinks the game has passed him by. Whatever. Who knows if that's true or not and who might have said that. But Zucker and Greenway, they finally have some veterans. If they bring back McLeod and Byram is a veteran, they're still one of the youngest teams. But they look like they might actually be given a chance to age here, which could be good. 803-0550, our number. Alex Ovechkin's chase continues.
Scored again.
He is close.
Four.
Yeah. Four goals away.
Six games? Seven games?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only a race to catch Gretzky. I think it's a race against the clock this year. Like, he goes into the final game of the year needing two. Is it worst case scenario if he ties Gretzky and then the season ends?
I think that might... is that not best case scenario?
And then like their first game next year is a massive, massive game.
You get the celebration now and
twice.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be right. That might be right. Well, he's four away.
I just hope we don't have like a Favre, or a Favre-Bruce Smith moment.
Favre and Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
I don't think anybody's just going to give him the goal.
I mean,
there
not.
Are empty netters.
There are.
But... What's going to happen? A goalie's going to see him and say, "We're right this way, sir." I had tip to you.
Yeah, yeah, it's correct. I wanted to be the guy you scored on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Who did Gretzky score on? It was against the Canucks. Who was in
his final goal?
When he broke the record become the all-time goal scorer. Was it? I don't think it was Kirk McLean. I'll look that up. Anyway, 803-0550, that is our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Somebody out there knows that right off the top of their head. You want to give us a call? That'd be great. NFL rules changes, good stuff like that. I've got a great trivia question for Nate a little bit later. I've got some Masters trivias. We're kind of counting down towards the Masters. So lots and lots to get to, and love to have your calls along the way. Join us online. Join us on the chat. You can do what they do every morning, which is comment on what we're wearing. I've had people ask me, now that you guys are streaming on YouTube, has it changed anything about your preparation? My answer to that is generally not really, but I did put on moisturizer the other day. Not something I normally do. I just thought, you know, why not? It seems like a good idea. So, has it changed me drastically? Not yet. But I would say, looking at our faces, this is why people wear makeup on TV.
Yes.
It's one of the things I might say.
There's a reason why our friends joke that we have a face for radio. How many times in your life have you heard that joke?
Like 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually the person that says it just gives you the
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on the chat, on the phone lines, wherever you want to join us. You can tweet us. You can. I'm on Blue Sky. You can hit me there. You can hit me anywhere, really. Why not? It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Joe here on WGR.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.